Support Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And welcome to Fort Recovery High School, the Portside Fieldhouse. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. It's time for high school volleyball. Tonight, it's Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's in high school volleyball. We'll be back with the match right after this.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161. 7161, and thank you for your support.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's match with Delphi St. John's. And don't forget Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart, Fort Recovery graduates, are a member of the staff at Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banda. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would like to be your family dentist. Well, here we go. Fort Recovery easily won the JV competition tonight, 25-14, 25-6, but the varsity competition might be a bit different as Delphi St. John's coming in at 3-0 on the year, one of their better starts in some time. Underway, Fort Recovery with a serve. Here is the set by Fort Recovery, and Kendra Seifring dinks it over. Delphi St. John's back to Fort Recovery. A nice dig there by Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. Still in play, back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover sets. Carly Stone free balls it over. There's a block by Kendra Seifring and a point for Fort Recovery. A block by Kendra Seifring. Kendra had 16 kills the other night in the loss to Jay County. That was only a three-game match. That was an amazing total. Carly Stone serving again. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Faith Collig. Here's the smash by Kendra Seifring. Played by Delphi St. John's. The hit, the block by Seifring. Delphi St. John's keeps it in play. The smash off of Carly Stone. Maddie Grover goes to the net. Here's a hit, and it's into the net by Kirsten Judy. And it'll be side out to Delphi St. John's, and we're tied up 1-1 here early on. Fort Recovery playing without Morgan Leonards. Morgan dealing with a broken foot bone, I believe. There's a smash by Fort Recovery, but out of bounds, so point Delphi St. John's. Jessica Geise is serving now for Delphi St. John's. Good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's Kirsten Judy on the set. Kendra Seifring on the smash. And from the outside hitting position, gets the kill for Kendra Seifring. There's her first kill, probably of many, for tonight. Fort Recovery's 2-2. They defeated Salina 2-0, then lost to Arlington 1-2, and then defeated Greenville 2-0 back in the Mercer Health Invitational last weekend. And then they just lost to Jay County 3-0 the other night, but those three games were all competitive. And there's an ace serve for Fort Recovery's Kirsten Judy. Kirsten will serve again. It's a good serve. Here's the smash by Delphi St. John's, but into the net by Maddie Beitner. And it's a point for Fort Recovery. So Kirsten Judy gets another service point. Kirsten will serve again. It's another good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set for Delta St. John's, the smash. And they kill for St. John's, Maddie Bittner. Maddie Bittner. And makes a score 4-3. Fort Recovery leading by one. And side out, Delta St. John's going back to serve now is Ellie Suker. They have a lot of names that are challenging for me on Delta St. John's tonight. There's a little hit and a kill for Fort Recovery. I believe that was by Devin Post. So it's 5-3. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Abby Winning. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kirsten Judy. Now free balling it over is Devin Post. Here's the smash and the kill by Maddie Bittner. That was a thundering hit there. Side out Delta St. John's, and the score is 5-4 now. We'll be at the St. Mary's Invitational Saturday. We'll only be able to bring you the first match of the day. That's with Spencerville at 11 o'clock or thereabouts on Saturday morning. So we invite you to tune in for that. Fort Recovery and Spencerville. Good serve there. And here is a kill by Delta St. John's. I believe that was by Maddie Ellis of Delta St. John's. 5-5, we're all tied up. Serving now, by the way, is Jana Hamilton, the libero. Good serve again, and Fort Recovery gets it over and a kill. I'm sorry, I missed who that was. Just jotting down something and looked up and the point was over, but Fort Recovery scores. It's 6-5. Here's Kendra Seifring going back to serve now. It is a good serve dug out by Jana Hamilton, the libero. Here's the smash hit by Delta St. John's. It's just over the line by Olivia Caney. And Fort Recovery scores the point. Give Kendra Seifring a service point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by the libero. To the net it goes. Here's a dink and a kill. This time Maddie Bittner, who has been very vicious on her hits, just used a little dink and got it right where nobody was, and it's now 7-6. Fort Recovery leads by one, and Delta St. John's with the serve. Again, Maddie Bittner with the serve, and it's too long. So Fort Recovery will get a point and side out Fort Recovery. And coming in to serve for the Lady Indians, I believe, is Faith Collig. Yes, it is. Faith is only a freshman for the Lady Indians. Again, Fort Recovery playing without Morgan Leonard, who has a broken foot. But Morgan told me before the game that she hopes to be back in a couple of weeks. There's an ace serve by Faith Collig. 9-6. Now Fort Recovery takes a three-point lead. Faith will serve again. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the smash and the kill. This time it's Maddie Ellis from the outside hitting spot getting a kill, and it's 9-7. And St. John's, the Lady Blue Jays, will have the serve back. Going back to serve this time is Maya Gerker. Maya's a junior for the St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. They're smashed by Kirsten Judy, and we got an illegal hit on the part of St. John's, so I'm going to give Kirsten a kill on that one. Makes it 10-7, Fort Recovery leading by three. Here's the next serve, Maddie Grover this time. Good serve. Here's the hit by Delta St. John's, and out of bounds it goes off of Olivia Caney, so Fort Recovery comes up with a point. Maddie Grover gets a service point. And she will serve again with Fort Recovery leading 11-7 here in game one. Maddie serves again. Good serve. And it's an ace serve as the libero, Jana Hamilton, couldn't handle it on the back line. And Delta St. John's wants to call time and talk things over. It's Fort Recovery 12, Delta St. John's 7. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse once again, Matty Grover serving again, a good serve. Back to Fort Recovery, now back to Delta St. John's, now back to the Indians. Here's a hit by Fort Recovery's Abby Winning. Delphus plays it. The deep smash and maybe a kill. Oh, yes it is. Give Maddie Beitner a kill. That's her fourth of the night. That was a very deep hit that went off of Kendra Seifering, and Maddie Grover tried to save it but couldn't quite get there. So it's 12-8. And here's a serve too long for Delta St. John's. Well, we saw a lot of service errors the other night in the Jay County Fort Recovery matchup on both sides. Both Jay County and Fort Recovery had problems. Fort Recovery's been pretty good so far tonight. Carly Stone with the serve. It's a good serve at the net. And there is a kill on the part of Delta St. John's. This time it's Maddie Pullman. That's her first kill of the evening, and it makes the score 13-9. Delphus back to within four. Lady Blue Jays 3-0 on the year with wins over LCC, Van Wert, and Spencerville. Fort Recovery gets the serve as a block at the net. Saved by Fort Recovery's Faith colleague. Here's a dink over. Fort Recovery the set. Here's the hit by Kendra Seifering. Delta St. John's to the net and just dinking the ball over. Here's Kendra Seifering on a smash and a kill. Kendra Seifering with another kill. Again, she had 16 the other night. That's her second of the evening. Devin Post comes in for Fort Recovery, and leaving his Faith colleague. Going back to serve now is Kirsten Judy for Fort Recovery. Kirsten, a good serve. Here's the set by the Lady Blue Jays, and a block by Kendra Seifering, I believe. And Fort Recovery gets the point. That's her second block of the evening. Kendra again is a 6'1 senior for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery again 2-2 on the campaign. There's an ace serve for Kirsten Judy. That makes it 16-9 now, and Delta St. John's wants a timeout again. Timeout, Lady Blue Jays. We'll be back in just a moment.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature's Green. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Well, timeout's over, and we're about to resume action. Fort Recovery with a nice lead here in game one, 16-9 over Delta St. John's. Again, we'll have Colts football coming up. You can hear the Colts broadcast on our AM station at 1440 on the AM dial right now. And as soon as we finish up Fort Recovery volleyball, we'll go to the Colts and Cincinnati Bengals game here on the FM side at 100.9 on your FM dial. Of course, at this point in time, the preseason games don't really mean a whole lot. There's a service error for Kirsten Judy into the net. And Delta St. John's has side out now. Big game for Fort Recovery tomorrow night. Again, Fort Recovery at Fort Loramie in football. A reminder to you Fort Recovery fans that That game will be at 7 instead of 7:30. There's a hitting error on the part of Delphus St. John's Maddie Pullman and a point for Fort Recovery. And it's 17-10, Lady Indians by 7. Again, that game tomorrow night at Fort Loramie will start at 7 o'clock unless they change it because of the heat or something. As of now, as far as we know, it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Another big game for the Indians early in the season. They had a great win over Sidney Lehman, of course, last Friday night. Here's the action back in, and Delphus St. John's on the hit and into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Maddie Pullman again hitting it into the net. And so Fort Recovery will go back to serve once again. Serving for the Lady Indians right now is Jill Reister. And there's a point for Delphus St. John's as Fort Recovery couldn't handle that. Went into the middle where nobody could reach it, and it's a 18-11 score. Side out Delphus St. John's, and the libero, Jana Hamilton, goes back to serve for Delphus St. John. Good serve. Kirsten Judy sets, and there's a dink and the kill for Cassidy Martin for Fort Recovery. Cassidy's also only a freshman, along with Faith Collig, and also Kaya Wendell's on the varsity tonight. She's only a freshman. Again, Fort Recovery easily won the JV match, 2-0. There's Kendra Seifring serving, and Delphus St. John just free balls it over. Here's Seifring on a smash, goes deep, and they say it's out of bounds. Point, Delphus St. John's. Those scores in that JV match, 25-14 and 25-6, not even close in the JV competition. Fort Recovery's junior varsity, I believe they're 2-0 on the year. Their only other match was against Jay County the other night. Action back in, served by Delphus St. John's. A smash and a kill by Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. Way to go, Carly. Nice hit there, and St. John's tried to field it, but then the ball veered off on the dig, and they couldn't recover, and it's a kill for Carly Stone. Here's Faith Collig on the serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. The hit back to the Lady Indians. Off of Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin and back in play. St. John's has it now. And they're going to save that one. Somehow free balled it. Faith Collig goes to Cassidy Martin. And Cassidy Martin with a kill. Way to go, Cassidy. That's her second kill here. And it's 21-12. Fort Recovery with a very nice lead at the moment. Faith Collig serving. Here's the set and the smash and the kill by Delphus St. John's Maddie Ellis. Makes it 21-12 now. Going back to serve is Maya Gerker. Maya has a good serve to Maddie Grover. Here's Carly Stone, rather. Now to Kirsten Judy. Judy just free balls it over. Here's a smash and a block by Kendra Seifring, but it's That was Kirsten Judy, but it was out of bounds off the block, and that's a point for Delphus St. John's. Serving again is Maya Gerker. Good serve. Here's a smash by Carly Stone. Now dinking the ball over, but out of bounds was Delphus St. John's, Jessica Geisey, and it's a point for recovery. Now it's 22-14. Lady Indians lead by 8. Nice air conditioning on this evening here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. On a night like tonight, that's a very nice plus for Fort Recovery. Jay County's gym is also air conditioned. Here's a smash and a kill by Delphus St. John's by Jessica Geisey. That's her first kill of the evening. And it's 22-15. And if Delphus St. John's could get a run going here, they'd still have a chance. Here's the serve, and it's a service error in the net. No chance like that. Fort Recovery Indian football team is over there cheering on the volleyballers. See Kyle Schreyer on the front row there. He had quite a game last week with 4 touchdowns for the Indians against Sidney Lehman. Here's an ace serve for Carly Stone. Way to go, Carly. 24-15 now. This could be it. Game point right here. Charlie bouncing the ball. Here comes the serve. Excellent serve, and it's an ace serve again. And that's it, 25-15. Fort Recovery wins the first game in the varsity matchup here, 25-15. Congratulations, Lady Indians. We'll be back with game two in a moment. Again, the score is Fort Recovery winning 25-15 over Delta St. John's in game one. We'll return.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. We can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have, and ask how we can make your life easier and healthier. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All righty, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery wins game one, 25-15 over Delta St. John's. Now, Spencerville lost to Delta St. John's 3-0 earlier this season, so that's Fort Recovery's first opponent in the St. Mary's Invitational on Saturday, so if that's any indication and we see a similar result here in game two, maybe a short match for Fort Recovery in that first match on Saturday against Spencerville. But we will be there to bring you that Spencerville match on the radio around 11 o'clock from St. Mary's High School. So we invite you to tune in if you cannot be there. Delta St. John's serving to start the second set. Here's a dink over, and Fort Recovery's Kendra Seifering able to dig it out. Here's a kill by Kirsten Judy on the hit. Kirsten playing from the outside hitter's spot on the left. Makes a score 1-0. Fort Recovery with the early lead, and Kirsten goes back to serve. Kirsten so far has had 3 service points on the evening, including 1 ace. Good serve. Back to Maddie Grover. Oops. Going over the center line there was Kirsten Judy. So point awarded to Delta St. John's. I don't know that she actually got into the net, but she went over the line. 1-1, we're tied up. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery on the Delta St. John's serve. Kendra Seifering on the hit and got it. Right on the back line, kill for Kendra Seifering. Again, she had 16 the other night in 3 sets against Jay County. That's her 3rd kill tonight. Serving now for the Lady Indians is Grace Tim. Grace has a good serve, dug out at the net, and they're going to say Kendra Seifering was over the net, they say. So Point Delphi St. John's. Now the libero, Jana Hamilton, serving for Delphi St. John's. Good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery's Alexis Bupp, who's in there now. There's the hit by Cassidy Martin. Delphi St. John's plays it. Jana Hamilton hits it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kendra Seifring, another kill. I think that was Devin Post with the assist. So Kendra Seifring, another big hit. 3-2, Lady Indians lead by one, and going back to serve is Kendra. Played a 25 points, in each game in this set. There's an ace serve for Kendra Seifring as Jana Hamilton could not handle that for the Lady Blue Jays. If a fifth game is necessary, we would go to 15 points. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight with the way we're going so far here. There's a hit by Delphi St. John's, and it's too long. Out of bounds over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. 5-2. Lady Indians lead by three. Kendra Seifring will serve again. And this time it's a service error. She mishit that, and it goes into the net. So a point for Delphi St. John's. Lady Blue Jays have it. And Maddie Leitner will be serving now for Delphi St. John's. There's a good serve. Kirsten Judy will set for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. There's a hit. Delphi St. John's plays it, freeballing it back as Jana Hamilton. Here's the smash by Carly Stone and gets the kill. Carly looking good tonight. That's her second kill there. 6-3. I thought she was a little tentative the other night against Jay County, but I don't see that in her tonight. She's playing real aggressive tonight. Here's Delphi St. John's in a battle at the net. Martin gets it back to St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. And here's Kirsten Judy hitting it back to Delphi St. John's. St. John's trying to free ball it over, and they can't get it done. And a point Fort Recovery. Jana Hamilton was standing with her back to the net and tried to hit it, free ball it over, but just didn't have enough on it. Here's Faith Colleague serving now for Fort Recovery, and it's an ace. Again, Faith Colleague only a freshman, and once again, Fort Recovery jumping out to a lead here, 8-3. Delphi St. John's calls time. We will be back.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature's Green. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Well, Fort Recovery football again tomorrow at Fort Loramie. Don't forget it starts at 7 and another big game. Boy, this could be a huge year for Fort Recovery football. They got into the playoffs last year, won their first playoff game, and got knocked out by Marion Local. Marion Local this year, though, is in the next division up. Instead of Division 7, they're in Division 6, so Fort Recovery will not have to face Marion Local this year in the tournament. Here's Faith Colleague serving. Too long. Service error. That's over the end line, and Delphi St. John's gets the point. Side out, Lady Blue Jays. 8-3. I'm Rob Weaver from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterley's our studio producer. Again, if you're tuned in for the Colts game tonight with the Bengals, that'll be heard right after we get done here. Or you can hear it on our AM station at 1440 on the AM dial. Here's Fort Recovery hitting it back to Delphi St. John's after a good serve there. The dink back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig, and Carly Stone on the hit. Oh, Fort Recovery kept that alive. That was a great job by Kendra Seifring. And still alive, Fort Recovery free balling it back to St. John's. What a volley going here. Here's a hit and a block by Martin. A block by Cassidy Martin. And it's 9-4, a point for Fort Recovery. Maddie Grover doing the serving, by the way. She will serve again here, 9-4 now. The official's claiming, I don't know what he's claiming. something on the substitution, or they couldn't make a substitution. I don't know what. Diana Ramble's back helping the lady volleyballers. She was a coach for a while here at Fort Recovery. Chelsea Rogers is the head coach, and also helping with the team this year is Travis Guggenbiller, who's the official JV coach. There's a smash by Delphus St. John's, and they're going to say Delphus St. John's was over the net or in the net. Oh, that was a thundering hit. I think they were going to have the point there. And too bad for St. John's, but I'm not complaining. Maddie Grover serving again. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Kendra Seifring. Faith colleague will set for Maddie Grover, who has to just free ball it over. Here's the set for St. John's. The hit played off of Fort Recovery, but they're going to say carrying the ball on Fort Recovery. I'm not sure who that was on. So, points for Delphus St. John's, and side out, Lady Blue Jays. Fort Recovery won the first set tonight, 25-15. Playing the second set here, and Fort Recovery leads 10-5. Here's the serve by the Lady Blue Jays, Olivia Caney. It's a good serve. Carly Stone free balls it over, but out of bounds. Hitting air there for Carly, and that gives a point to Delphus St. John's. And a service point for Olivia Caney. She'll have another serve. She's one of the seniors on the St. John's team. They only have three seniors. All three are playing pretty significant time tonight. This serve is way out of bounds off of Olivia Caney. She shakes her head. And it's now Fort Recovery leading 11-6 with side out. Carly Stone will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Carly's only a sophomore. She's got two more great years coming. Almost an ace serve there, but St. John's kept it alive, and they get the kill. Jessica Geise with the kill. That makes it 11-7. Side out St. John's, and going back to serve now is Geise. It's a good serve. Kendra Seifring on a smash and a kill. They tried to block it. There at the net were Maddie Beitner and Ellie Suker, but they couldn't get the job done. It was a kill for Kendra Seifring. That's number five for Kendra so far this evening. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Free balling it over. There's a set for Kendra Seifring and a block for Delphus St. John's, and they get the point. Yeah, they got it where they wanted to. Kendra Seifring in the middle. But Delphus St. John's able to get the block done, and it's a point Delphus St. John's, and now serving for the Blue Jays is Ellie Suker. Good serve. Fort Recovery has to free ball it over. Devin Post just hits it back. There's a little dink and a kill for Maddie Beitner. Beitner spells her name B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R, but pronounces it Beitner. 12-9 now. And there is a service error for Delphus St. John's. Fort Recovery gets side out. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast Saturday in the St. Mary's Invitational will bring you the Spencerville and Fort Recovery match on Saturday. There's a little dink and a kill for Maddie Beitner of Delphus St. John's. Side out to St. John's. 13-10, St. John's carving away here at the lead, down to 3 points now. And it's their side out. Here's Jana Hamilton on the serve, the libero. It's a good serve. And we got a, I think they said, well, they called it carrying the ball on Kirsten Judy there. So hitting air, and Fort Recovery wants time as the lead is down to 2 points now, 13-11. Fort Recovery on top over Delphus St. John's. We'll be back in a moment.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Back at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery leads Delphi St. John's. They won the first set, and they're leading here in the second set. But the lead has shriveled down to 2-13-11, and St. John's has the serve. Jana Hamilton serving again. It is a service error. Now, they've had their share of service errors tonight. Fort Recovery's had a few, but Delphi St. John's, I'm going to have to start keeping that stat. Like I said, the other night, there were a ton of service errors on both teams against when we had the Jay County Fort Recovery match. Good serve by Fort Recovery that time. Back to the Lady Indians. Here's Carly Stone on a smash and a block. I believe that was Maddie Beitner with the block. 14-12. Leads back to 2, and Delphi St. John serving again. Good serve. Kirsten Judy dinking the ball over. Sport recovery. And a kill for Delphi St. John's. I think that was Olivia Caney. So going back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays is Maddie Beitner with the lead. Only 1 point now, 14-13. Lady Indians need to get it going here. Good serve. Dug out by Kendra Seifring on the back line. Here's Carly Stone on the hit. And they're going to call four hits on Fort Recovery. Wow. Boy, I questioned that one. I thought that was a block. Anyway, it's a tie set now, 14-14, and now Fort Recovery can't return the serve, and they're behind by one, 15-14. I think that's the first time in the whole match tonight that we've been behind. Still a ways to go here, though, in this second set. There's a good serve by St. John's. Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifring. Seifring free balls it over, and it's too long. Hitting error, out of bounds, point Delphi St. John's. Maddie Beitner will serve again. 16-14. A two-point lead now for St. John's. There's a service error in the net. Boy, you're your own worst enemy when you keep doing that. Fort Recovery's Faith Colleague will go back to serve now. We've got on the front line for Fort Recovery, we've got Kirsten Judy, Carly Stone, and also Cassidy Martin's up there. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's the hit back to the Lady Indians, and getting the kill, hitting it through the block, was Olivia Caney for Delphi St. John's. Makes it back to a two-point lead. It was 16-15. Now it's 17-15. Delphi St. John's side out. Here's the serve. Dug out by Carly Stone on the back line to Faith Colleague. She will set for Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Little dink, and Delphi St. John's couldn't handle it. Sometimes those little dinks are tough to handle. 17-16, and going back to serve now, it's Maddie Grover. And a service error for Maddie into the net. 18-16, Delphi St. John's leads back to 2, and they have side out. And Olivia Caney will go back to serve, a senior for the Lady Blue Jays. It's a good serve, dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's Faith Colleague setting for Kendra Seifring. Seifring on the hit. Returned by Delphi St. John's and the kill. That time, Jessica Geise hit it through a couple of the Lady Indians. 19-16, that's their biggest lead here in this second set. Delphi St. John's leading. Come on, gals of Fort Recovery, let's get going here. Faith Morris sets for Fort Recovery's Grace 10. 10 free balls it over. Here's the set for Delphi St. John's, the smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's the set. Kirsten Judy dinks it over. Delphi St. John's on the set, and the smash and a block. A battle at the net. And getting the kill was St. John's Jessica Geise. Now it's 20-16. St. John's leads by 4, and Fort Recovery needs to stop this right now. Here's the serve by Olivia Caney. Good serve. Carly Stone passes to Faith Morris, or Faith Colleague. And Carly Stone gets it back and gets the kill. Give Faith Colleague the assist. Carly Stone the kill. Now that helps. And Carly will go back to serve now. Carly's a pretty good server, so let's see if she can't run off a few here, and let's get the lead back. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out on the back line to the front. Just free balling it over. Here's Faith Collig to Kendra Seifring, and Kendra gets the kill. Give Faith Collig the assist, and Kendra Seifring the kill. That makes it 20-18 now. We trail by two. Fort Recovery down by two. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one. And it's an ace serve. Well, like I told you before, Carly's a pretty good server. That makes it 20-19. Back to a one-point set here, and Delphi St. John's calls time. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, getting down to the end here, this is going to be a nail biter. 20-19, Delphi St. John's leads Fort Recovery in the second set. Of course, we play the best 3 out of 5. And Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-15. Fort Recovery won the JV match, 2-0. With an easy win. Carly Stone will serve again. Come on, Carly. What's the scoop here? There we go. Here's the good serve dug out by St. John's. There's the smash. Maddie Grover can't come up with it, and that's a kill for Jessica Geise. She has 5 kills now. 21-19. That was a tough one. Here's St. John's with the big advantage. Geise will serve. Dug out by Kendra Seifring. Kirsten Judy sets for Seifring, and Seifring nails it. Beautiful set there for Kirsten Judy to get the assist. Kendra Seifring now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kills on the evening so far. Kirsten Judy will serve. It's a good serve. Here's the set and the smash. Nice save by Maddie Grover. Oh, but Fort Recovery can't make the return. Point St. John's is 22-20. Serving now for St. John's is Ellie Suker. She spells her name C-S-U-K-K-E-R, pronounced Suker. They've got some good names this year, I'll tell you. Here's the dink over by Kendra Seifring, the smash and the block, and give the block to Kendra Seifring. Point Fort Recovery. That makes it 22-21. Now going back to serve is Abby Winning. Come on, Abby. Here's the serve. It's good. Dug out by Olivia Caney. Here's the hit by the outside hitter. Fort Recovery saves it. Kirsten Judy dinks it over. Now here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. There's a set, and Kendra Seifring on the hit and the kill. In the middle, Kendra Seifring, the middle hitter, gets the kill. Number 8 for her tonight. And we're tied up at 22-22. Give the service point to Abby Winning there. She will serve again. Another good serve. St. John's in a little trouble. They free ball it over. Dug out by the back line of Fort Recovery. A miss hit there by Kendra Seifring, and St. John's is going to come up with the point. Kendra tried to smash it and just missed it, and it veered off to the left, and then nobody else could save it. So St. John's with a one-point lead, 23-22 here in set number 2. Jana Hamilton will serve again. Dug out by Maddie Grover to Kirsten Judy. There's Kendra Seifring on the smash. St. John's plays it off the basketball goal. Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifring, hits it back over, and Fort Recovery got a break there because falling down was Olivia Caney and went underneath the net, and that's a point for the Indians. Wow, what a break. Caney just lost her balance there, and I wasn't sure the Indians could come up with that point, so that ties it up 23-23. There's Kendra Seifrin. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's. Here comes the outside hit and the block by Devin Post. Now back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Here's the set for Carly Stone. A good hit. Dug out by the back line. The smash by St. John's and the kill. No. Yes, it was a kill. It was a kill by St. John's. I believe that was Olivia Caney. So that makes it 24-23. St. John's with the game point coming up. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there is even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome our listeners on FortRecoveryRadio.com who may be listening in tonight. Glad to have you folks tuned in. As most of our Fort Recovery broadcast are simulcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com where you can hear all the Fort Recovery sports broadcasts. Okay, here goes St. John's game point. Here it comes. It's a service error. A service error for Maddie Beitner. And it's tied 24-24. Come on, Lady Indians, let's get the lead here. Faith Colley goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. And the hit to the net. Here comes a smash and a kill. Jessica Geise gets the kill for Delta St. John's. That gives them the lead back, 25-24. We're back to game point again. Of course, you go to 25, but you must win by two, so that's why we're going another point here. Serving now is Maya Gerker for Delta St. John's. Here we go. And it's a good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone. Here's the set and the smash, the block at the net. Here's the set again. Carly Stone dinks it over and gets the kill. Oh, what a nice hit there for Carly. She outfoxed him on that one. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And it's tied up at 25-25. Here's Maddie Grover serving for the Lady Indians. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Stone getting a kill again. And there's the lead. There's the lead for Fort Recovery, 26-25. Now we can nail down the win here of this set with this point. Maddie Grover going back to serve again. Come on, Maddie. Good serve. Yes, an ace serve, and it's over. St. John's let it go. Oh, my. Right on the back line. And Fort Recovery wins on the ace serve by Maddie Grover, 27-25. What a match. What a set, I should say. Congratulations, Lady Indians, on the come-from-behind win there. They led early, and then it got away from them. I think they trailed by as many as 4 points at one time, then came back to win 27-25 on the ace serve by Maddie Grover. We'll be back in a moment with the third set of the night. Fort Recovery leading 2-0 right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature Screen. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature Screen Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature Screen Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Back once again here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the score 2-0. Fort Recovery leads. They win this next set and it's over. Had to struggle for that one, though. Little nail biter there. Again, Fort Recovery won JV match tonight, 25-14, 25-6. Had no problems with St. John's. St. John's varsity comes in 3-0 tonight. So I thought it was going to be a little closer than this, but it's nice to have a 2-0 lead here. First set was pretty much Fort Recovery in control, 25-15. That last set, though, as you, if you were listening, that was a toughie. Fort Recovery finally winning 27-25. I want to thank all of our sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast. We really appreciate their support. Without their support, we would not be able to be here and bring you this match on the radio. Again, after this match is over, we'll join Colts football, the Colts and the Bengals tonight. And if you want to hear the game right away, it's being aired on our AM station at this time at 1440 on the AM dial. You can also hear the Colts games on the Internet. Unlike most professional sports teams, which we are not allowed to broadcast on the Internet, we do have the permission to broadcast the Colts. So you can hear the Colts on the Internet, WPGWradio.com, and just click on Listen Live AM station right now is where you can hear the Colts game if you can't get the AM station. And there is a point for Delphi St. John's to start the match, start the set, I should say. Serving now is Delphi St. John's, Jessica Geise, good serve. Here's Kendra Seifering hitting it over. It's dug out. There's the set for St. John's. There's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Kirsten Judy to Faith Colleague. There's Kendra Seifering, and Kendra gets another kill, her ninth of the night. Again, she had 16 the other night in the matchup with Jay County in only three games, three sets. Kirsten Judy will serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, dug out by Delphi St. John's by Ellie Suker, and dinking it over, but they stepped into the net. They say that Ellie Suker was in the net, so point Fort Recovery. Give Kirsten Judy a service point. That's her fourth of the evening. Here's the next serve. It's good. There's the pass to the net. Here's the hit. And it's way out of bounds off of Maddie Pullman. 3-1. Lady Indians take the early lead here in this third set. And Kirsten Judy will serve again. Good serve. Here's the smash from the deep side. Good. And Kirsten Judy free balls it over. St. John's will have to do the same. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. And the little dink at the net and a block by St. John's. They get the point. I think that was probably Maddie Beitner who had the block. That's her second block of the evening. And now it's 3-2. And we just got word that the Fort Recovery game for tomorrow night is 7:30 and not 7. So we will correct that time. The Fort Recovery football game tomorrow night is at 7:30 and not at 7. So that's your time for tomorrow night with Fort Loramie at Fort Loramie. And Fort Recovery can't make the return there. And a point for Delphi St. John's. It's 4-3. Once again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna with Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's volleyball match. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Here's a hit and into the net for Fort Recovery for Cassidy Martin. Again, Cassidy's only a freshman, a very outstanding prospect for the Lady Indians, playing a lot of volleyball here as a freshman. 4-4, we're all tied up. Here's Kirsten Judy setting, and they're going to say Kirsten went under the net. So, point Delphi St. John's, it's 5-4. Jana Hamilton is serving for St. John's. Good serve dug out by Kendra Seifring. Here's Kirsten Judy to Seifring, and Seifring can't hit it over the net. We'll time that just a little on the offside there, and Kendra couldn't get it over the net. So a point for St. John's again. And here's a serve into the net, point for recovery service there. That's probably been, if there's anything, any one thing you would say that Delphi St. John's has had a problem with tonight that's really cost them, is that's their service errors this evening. They have had too many. And as I say that, there's Kendra Seifring hitting it over the end line for a service error. And it's 6-5 now. Lady Blue Jays make that 7-5. Lady Blue Jays on top by 2. Going back to serve now is Maddie Beitner. Here's a dig by Carly Stone, and they're going to call an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. I don't know who that went to at the net, but they called an illegal hit at the net. So 8-5 now. Delphi St. John's leads by 3. Maddie Grover came back and saved that one on a free ball. Here's a smash and a block. They say it's a point for Delphi St. John's. The block went down on the Fort Recovery side. Give the kill there to Jessica Geise. It's her 7th of the night. It's down 9-5. There's a dig by Maddie Grover. Kirsten Judy will set for Carly Stone. Carly on the hit. St. John's able to play it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's the kill for Maddie Ellis. And that is the largest lead of the night for St. John's in any of the sets. 5 points. 10-5. Delphi St. John's leads here in the third set. It's still early. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major corn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major corn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
Great to see the Fort Recovery football team here tonight supporting the volleyballers. And they'll be at Fort Loramie tomorrow night. Another huge game with playoff implications. And again, we've learned that game is going to start at 7:30. We had been given a 7 o'clock start time, but now they say that game will be at 7:30 tomorrow night. So we'll correct that time for you Fort Recovery fans who may be heading over. Had a serve there, but the official said that they weren't ready yet, so we'll reserve. Maddie Beitner serving for Delphi St. John's. Here comes the serve. It's dug out by Carly Stone at the net, and there's a kill for St. John's for Jessica Geise. Things are just not going well right now for Fort Recovery. Need to stop this run here. We'd like to end this match 3-0, but right now Delphi St. John's with a nice lead here in the third set. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and there's the kill for Carly. That's her 6th kill of the evening, and it's now 11-6. Fort Recovery trails by 5, and Faith Collig will go back to serve. Faith, a little 5-3 freshman. And there's an ace serve by Faith Colley. Way to go, Faith. That is her 3rd ace serve of the night. Serving again. 11-7 now. Lead is only 4 for St. John's. Good serve again. Here's the smash and the kill by St. John's on the outside hitting position by Maddie Ellis. That is her 5th kill of the evening. Twelve to seven. Here's the next serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Kendra Seifring hits it over on the free ball. Here's the smash back by St. John's, and I think it's out of bounds. Yes. Olivia Caney hits it out of bounds. Good hit there, but a little too much muscle on it. Point Fort Recovery. It's 12-8. Maddie Grover will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. So we're kind of getting back in this one now after trailing 10-5 a moment ago. Here's a good serve. Delphi St. John's on their offense, and they get the kill as Ellie Suker on the hit off the fingertips of Kendra Seifering and out of bounds. Suker with the kill, and that is her first kill of the night. That puts the lead back to 5 again, 13-8. Here's the serve by Olivia Caney. There's the set for Fort Recovery. Free balling it over is Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill right on the back line. Nobody was there to field it. And another kill for Carly Stone, number 7 now. Now back to serve is Carly Stone. Carly's had several service points tonight. Good serve there, dug out. A battle at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. A battle at the net again. Faith Kolick just gets it over. Here's the set for Delphi St. John's. And there's a block by Kendra Seifering. Kendra Seifering, Kirsten Judy were right there side by side. 13-10. And there's Carly Stone on the service air hitting it into the net. One of her rare errors. And so it's now 14-10, back to a 4-point lead. Jessica Geise serving now for St. John's, up to Kirsten Judy. Here's a smash by Kendra Seifering, but it's out of bounds. Right idea, and boy, she had him dead there, but the hit was a little bit too long. Now it's 15-10, back to a 5-point lead. It's the fourth time in this set that they've had a 5-point lead. Kirsten Judy dinks it over, a battle at the net, and St. John's wins. Give the kill to Maddie Beitner. 16-10, that's their biggest lead of this set. Jessica Geise serving. Dug out by Alexis Bupp on the back line. To Kirsten Judy, to Kendra Seifering, and Seifering gets the kill. Good offense that time by Fort Recovery. That's number 10 for Kendra tonight. Here's Kirsten Judy serving now for the Lady Indians. The voice of Judy's Fruit Farm, that's Kirsten Judy. And it's an ace serve for Kirsten. That's her third ace serve of the night. And this time, it's into the net. Service error for Kirsten Judy. Well, that puts the lead back to 17-13. Fort Recovery's right about the position now where they're going to have to make a move here, or this set's going to get away from them. Good serve by St. John's. Kendra Seifering free balls it over. Here's the set at the net, and the blast and the kill for St. John's for Maddie Beitner. Again, St. John's came in 3-0, so they're no slouch this year. They've had their problems the past few years, but 3-0 team record as of right now. Fort Recovery plays the good serve back to St. John's. Here's the smash and a block by Kendra Seifering. That was Maddie Beitner who tried to make the kill there, but Kendra was there to do the block. Makes it 18-14. Lead is back to 4. Serving now is Grace 10 for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out on the back line. Just free balling it over to the Lady Indians. Kirsten Judy will set for Kendra Seifering. And got the kill. St. John's made a valiant effort there to try to get to it, but couldn't quite. And that cuts the lead back to 18-15, I think. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout is called by St. John's. We'll return.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. These last two sets have been very close. Fort Recovery winning the second set, 27-25. And this one, we only trail by three at the moment, 18-15. Came from behind to win set two. Let's see if the Lady Indians can do the same thing here and end this match with the third set. Against A-Toon, we'll have the Colts and the Bengals coming up on the FM station here right after the Fort Recovery volleyball match. That game is being aired at this time on our AM station at 1440 on the AM dial. Here we go with Fort Recovery. Grace 10 serving. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set for the Lady Blue Jays. The smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Kendra Seifring on a kill. Another kill for Kendra. That is number 12 tonight. It's now 18-16. We're back to within two. Give the service point there to Grace 10. She will have another one. Good serve again. Here's the set. Here comes the hit and a mishit. Point Fort Recovery as Maddie Ellis hits that into the net. 18-17. Lady Indians only down by one now. Continuing to serve is Grace 10. It's a good serve dug out by St. John's. The set. Here's the smash and a block by Kendra Seifring. As trying to kill is Maddie Beitner. And Kendra Seifring with the block. Timeout St. John's. We have ourselves a tie set. 18-18. Fort Recovery. Delta St. John's. Fort Recovery leads 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there's even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast will be the Spencerville match in the, there's a service error for Grace 10 over the end line. Our next broadcast of Fort Recovery volleyball will be in the St. Mary's Invitational. Saturday we'll have the Spencerville matchup, and that will be about 11 o'clock Saturday morning. That'll be the only match we'll be able to bring you on Saturday. Good serve, and there's a little dink right at the net by St. John's Maddie Beitner. Give her a kill on that one. 20-18 now all of a sudden. Jana Hamilton serving for St. John's. Fort Recovery will play it. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. Way to go, Cassidy. She saved the day on that one. 20-19. Here's Kendra Seifring serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Here's the set at the net. Just free-balling it back to the Indians. Here's a smash by Carly Stone. St. John's able to play it, but they hit it into the net. Trying to free-ball it from back deep was Jana Hamilton, and she hits it into the net. It's a point for Fort Recovery, and we have ourselves a tie set again, 20-20. Seifring serving again, but this time it's too long. Ouch. Service error for Kendra. 21-20, St. John's with the one-point lead. Serving now is Maddie Beitner for St. John's. Maddie Grover digs it out. Here's Kirsten Judy setting for Carly Stone, and Carly hits it too long. Point St. John's. 22-20, Lady Indians in a little trouble here now, trailing by two with time running out in this set. Here's the service error for Maddie Beitner. That helps. Makes it 22-21. Well, the Lady Indians came from behind in about this very same similar position in the last set. Let's see if they can do it here in this one. Here's the serve by Faith Colleague. It's a good serve. Here's the set for the Lady Blue Jays, dinking the ball over. Maddie Grover mishits it, and it's a point, St. John's. Maddie Grover tried to make the pass there and just had the ball come at her the wrong way. 23-21. Two-point lead for St. John's. Here's the next serve by Maya Gerker. It's a good one. Here's the smash by Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin, and St. John's in the net. Point Fort Recovery. So we get a second chance. That makes it 23-22. Fort Recovery down by one with the serve. Maddie Grover will be on the hot seat going back to serve. Grace 10 comes in there for the Lady Indians. Grace 10, Carly Stone, Kirsten Judy up front. Good serve. St. John's in a little trouble. They can't get it over. Point for Fort Recovery. We have ourselves another tie. Can we do it again? 23-23 in the third set here. If the Indians win this set, it's over. Maddie Grover, a good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set at the net. The smash, a block. Another set for St. John's. Another smash fielded by Kendra Seifring on the back line. Here's Kirsten Judy mishitting it. And a point for St. John's. It's 24-23. St. John's 1 point away from extending this to a fourth set. Back to serve is Olivia Caney. Here's the serve. Dug out by Carly Stone. That was a tough one. Here's Kendra Seifring free-balling it over. Here's the set for St. John's. The smash. Saved by Carly Stone. Here's free-balling it over Kirsten Judy. St. John's sets at the net again. Look out. A smash. And this time it's a kill for Jessica Geise. And St. John's stays alive as they win the third set, 25-23. Lady Indians couldn't quite come from behind that time. As St. John's wins 25-23, we move to a fourth set tonight. Fort Recovery leading 2-1. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature's Green. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we move to the fourth set here. Well, Fort Recovery does not want this to go to a fifth set, so Lady Indians need to pick up the pace here and win this set and get this match over with. Delpha St. John's team, a much improved team from past years. They've been struggling the last few years, but off to a 3-0 start this year, and they could be leading 2-1 right now. That second game could have gone either way. Second set could have gone either way, but Fort Recovery able to come back and win that. Again, the first set was pretty much Fort Recovery, 25-15. The second set went back and forth, and the Lady Indians pulled it out at the end, winning 27-25. And then Delphus St. John's built up a lead and hung on to win the third set, 25-23. So 2-1 is the score of the match at the moment. Here we go. St. John's will have the serve to start the fourth set. It's dug out by Alexis Bupp on the back line. A miss hit on the second hit, and it's a point Delphus St. John's. Jessica Geise is the server for the Lady Blue Jays as they take an early 1-0 lead. Good serve. There's Grace Tan passing to Kirsten Judy. Kendra Seifring on the deep hit. And then Kendra Seifring gets another kill as that one went back into the corner. That is her 13th kill of the night. She had 16 the other night against Jay County in the first three games, so she's a little bit behind that pace, but still another excellent night going here for Kendra Seifring. Quite a volleyball player, quite a nice athlete, and a nice young lady, Kendra Seifring, indeed. Oh, I'm sorry, they said that went out of bounds. So all my excitement there about that kill, forget that. And there's another point for Delphus St. John's, and they lead 3-0. So take that 13th kill away from Kendra Seifring. They said it was out of bounds. Here's Kendra dinking the ball over. St. John's having some trouble. They can free ball it back, and they do. Kendra Seifring passing to the net, and Seifring gets it back. There's a block. Point St. John's. St. John's off to a flying start, leading 4-0. And timeouts called by Fort Recovery, trailing 4-0 here in the fourth set. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Again, welcome to you folks who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you tuned in. Again, our only match of the day Saturday here on this station will be the Spencerville match from St. Mary's about 11 o'clock, around 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Okay, we're set to go again. Fort Recovery behind the eight ball here, trailing 4-0. Serving again is Jessica Geise. It's a good serve. Back to St. John's, and there's a hit out of bounds by Maddie Beitner, and Fort Recovery finally picks up a point. Just because of a hitting error there by St. John's. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Kirsten Judy. Good serve by Kirsten. Here's the dig on the back line by Jessica Geise. Geise gets the deep hit. And there's a block by Kendra Seifring. And that's a kill for Kendra. 4-2 now. So we scored two straight points after a rough start here. Kirsten Judy serving again. It's a good serve. There's a deep smash, and that's another point. A hitting error by Maddie Beitner of Delphus St. John's. So Kirsten Judy serving two straight points. Here's another good serve. Dug out in the middle by Jessica Geise. Here's a, well, what are we going to call here? Carrying the ball on St. John's. Illegal hit. That ties it up 4-4. Four straight points being served here by Kirsten Judy. Actually, three straight points. Here's the smash by St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring Oh, nice save there by St. John's, and they get the kill. Wonderful save there by Maya Gerker, and then Ellie Suker comes up with the kill for St. John's to give them side out. It's 5-4. St. John's leads by one. Sub coming in for St. John's. Maddie Ellis comes back in. Maya Gerker, who just made that great play, that great save, she goes out. And there's an ace serve by St. John's by Ellie Suker. That's her first ace of the night. 6-4 now. So two straight points scored by St. John's here. And Suker will serve again. Dug out by Alexis Bupp, and it went off the rafters, and that caused it to deflect off the other way, and Maddie Grover couldn't get to it, and that's a point for Delphi St. John's. Ellie Suker will serve again. Too long. Fort Recovery decided to let that go, and that was the right decision. Came right at Carly Stone, and Carly said, I think that's too long, and she was right. 7-5 the score now, and Fort Recovery gets side out. Going back to serve for the Lady Indians here is Audra Metzger. Audra's a junior on this Fort Recovery volleyball team. And there's a miss hit by St. John's and a point for Audra Metzger. Fort Recovery is playing without Morgan Lennertz, as Morgan suffering a broken foot and has not played in any of the Fort Recovery matches yet. But she'll be back maybe in a couple of weeks. There's a kill for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin, right on the outside hitting position. Hit it right down the sideline, and St. John's couldn't handle it. Another service point for Audra Metzger. That ties it up at 7-7. There's a miss hit by St. John's as they hit it out of bounds. Another service point for Metzger. 8-7. Lady Indians taking their first lead here in this match, in this set. And then there's a service error on the part of Metzger. So St. John's gets side out. Jana Hamilton will go back to serve. She's their libero. Maddie Grover's the libero for Fort Recovery. Here comes Hamilton's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Kendra Seifring passing to the net to Kirsten Judy. There's Martin on the smash. St. John's plays it. Oh, a nice save by Carly Stone to Maddie Grover. Now free balling it over is Kendra Seifring. Here's the set at the net for St. John's, and they get the kill from Maddie Beitner. She has quite a few tonight. Let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10 kills for her this evening. That's Maddie Beitner, a senior on this Lady Blue Jay team. 9-8, Blue Jays lead by one. And Fort Recovery can't save that. Point, St. John's. Makes it 10-8 now. St. John's leading here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Carly Stone free balls it back to St. John's, and they couldn't handle it. Ellie Suker just couldn't get the right angle on it, and it's a kill for Carly Stone. That is her eighth kill of the evening. Another good serve here for Fort Recovery, and a kill for St. John's. I believe that was Ellie Suker who got the kill there. Again, Fort Recovery plays football tomorrow night at Fort Laramie. That will be a 7:30 start time. We had thought it was 7 earlier in the week, but they indicated to us tonight that it would be a 7:30 start time tomorrow night. Here's Devin Post hitting it back to St. John's. And there's a kill for St. John's, Jessica Geise. That is number 10 for her in the kills department. 12-9, St. John's takes a three-point lead momentum is definitely to Delphus St. John's here. They're trying to tie up this match, and there's another kill for St. John's. This is by Jessica Geise. That makes it 13-9. Devin Post comes out, and coming in for Fort Recovery is Maddie Rammel. I think this might be Maddie's first appearance tonight. And there's an ace serve for Maddie Beitner of Delphus St. John's. That's her first ace serve of the night. She'll have another. Dug out by Maddie Grover. Passing to the net, Carly Stone, and hits it out of bounds. 15-9 now, Fort Recovery in trouble here in this set. And I don't like the looks of things, to be quite honest, folks. If we go to a fifth set, St. John's definitely has the momentum going for them right now. St. John's, good serve. Back over to the Lady Blue Jays, back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone passing to Kirsten Judy, back to Stone, who dinks it over. St. John's sets it. Here's the dink by St. John's, played by Fort Recovery, by Maddie Rammel. Now back to Fort Recovery, and a kill for St. John's. Give that to Jessica Geise. And it's now 16-9. St. John's leads by 7. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kalp Pharmacy, we offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. We can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have, and ask how we can make your life easier and healthier. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, the Mo is on the side of the Blue Jays right now. They lost the first two sets. They almost pulled off a win in that second set, but Fort Recovery came back to win 27-25, and it's a good thing because the Blue Jays would be on the verge of winning this match had they won that second game. Now they can still tie it up here. Blue Jays serving. Good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's the set for Carly Stone. Carly on the hit over the middle. Blue Jays hit it back. Maddie Grover digs it out. Here's the hit by Maddie Rammel, and Fort Recovery comes up with the point. Let's give Maddie a kill on that. Maddie Rammel is only a freshman playing in there, in part because Morgan Leonards is not playing tonight with her broken foot. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Grover free-balling it over to the Lady Blue Jays. The set at the net, the smash, and it's out of bounds, thank goodness. Off of Jessica Geise, the hit was out of bounds. 16-11, Fort Recovery pulls back to within 5. It's Faith Kolig, by the way, serving here. Good serve. Here's the smash by St. John's, and they get the kill. That is Maddie Ellis with her 6th kill of the night. That makes it 17-11, Lady Blue Jays leading by 6. I see Justin Ferks over there. He's the brand-new superintendent for the Fort Recovery Schools. Very fine gentleman. There's the smash and the kill by Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. She's had a nice match. She's had the 6 kills tonight. For a freshman, that's not too shabby. Maddie Grover will serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Dug out by St. John's, and there's Carly Stone at the net for the kill. Number 9 for Carly. She's almost in double figures tonight. A timeout by St. John's as Fort Recovery coming back here, trailing by 4, 17-13 to Delphus St. John's. Again, Fort Recovery leads this 2 sets to 1.
Plantings, plantings, and some more plantings. That's why we call fall the second spring. Hi, I'm Steve Stone from Nature's Green. We have everything you'll need for fall planting. Fall is the best time to seed, plant bulbs, perennials, trees, and shrubs. We also have a nice selection of mums, pansies, and bulbs, and bigger and better selection than the box stores. Come check out our great prices, our great quality, and expertise. Nature's Green Nursery, Fort Recovery, and Nature's Green Patio and Garden Center, just west of Salina on 29.
Well, it's 17-13. 4-point lead for Delphi St. John's here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery trying to right the ship here. Trying to get that momentum shifted back to the Lady Indians. Maddie Grover will serve again. Good serve. Here's the pass. Hamilton now just free-balling it over Jessica Geise. Here's the set. Faith Colleague to Carly Stone, and Carly couldn't quite time that right, and into the net goes the ball, and it's side out to Delphi St. John's. Olivia Caney will be serving now. Another senior on St. John's. It's a good serve dug out by Maddie Grover. Here's the pass to Carly Stone. Carly just a little soft shot over. Now St. John's has a block, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. I think let's give Kirsten Judy credit for that block. Point Fort Recovery, 18-14. And Carly Stone will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by St. John's on the back line. Here's the smash. And apparently that was a kill. St. John's scores the point, 19-14. Here's the good serve by Jessica Geise, and they're going to call. Well, the ball went out of bounds. Must have hit the antenna or something. And St. John's gets the point again. Now it's 20-14. This is looking like this is going to go to a fifth set. There's a hit out of bounds by Fort Recovery's Abby Winning. 21-14. St. John's leads by seven. This would tie it up at two sets apiece. Dug out by Maddie Grover. Kirsten Judy to Kendra Seifering. Kendra gets the kill right on the back line. Beautiful hit by Kendra Seifering. Her 14th kill of the night. Well, Fort Recovery is going to make a run. It's got to be right now because they trail 21-15. They need to have about 5 points here. Kirsten Judy will serve. Good serve. Dug out by the back line is St. John's. Here's a deep hit. Back to Maddie Grover. And Judy to Carly Stone. Stone gets it over on the free ball. Here's a smash by St. John's and a kill for Maddie Beitner. That's her 11th kill of the night. It's 22-15 now. St. John's by seven. Well, we didn't make the run there like we I just know we had to do. Serving now is Ellie Suker for St. John's. Carly Stone digs it out. Here's Devin Post on the hit. St. John's keeps it alive. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Stone digs it out. Here's Kendra Seifering on the smash. And keeping it alive is St. John's, but it hit the antenna. And it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. I didn't think the official was going to call that. She was, the antenna was right in front of her. But she did. Serving now is Fort Recovery's Audra Metzger. Good serve. Oh, that's a wonderful save by Metzger. Here's a hit by Martin, and it's into the net. Cassidy Martin, little miss hit there. Now it's 23-16, and this match is almost tied up here. St. John's 2 points away from tying up this match. Jana Hamilton on a good serve. Here's the dig. Judy sets for Kendra Seifering, a block at the net. Back to Martin, who just free balls it over. Here's the set for St. John's, a block at the net. St. John's keeps it alive. Another set, a battle at the net. Goes down on the Fort Recovery side. Point St. John's. 24-16, St. John's leads. One more point to tie up this match. Jana Hamilton serves again. Good serve. Back to St. John's. Here's a hit and a kill, and that's it. Give the kill there to Maddie Ellis. 25-16. St. John's wins game four. Well, looked like the Lady Indians were going to be able to wrap this up in three sets tonight, and instead we're going to the fifth set, and of course this only goes to 15 points. Nail-biting time here for both teams. We'll be back in just a moment.
Major, Colonel Korn reporting for duty. Where do you want me to go?
Colonel Korn, you're looking good. I need you to report to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thank you, Major. I was hoping to go there.
Hold on, Colonel. I will go with you. I was hearing Cooper Farms needs some Major Korn as well.
Farmers, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 if you have some kernels of corn or Major Korn to sell. That is 800-637-7161, and thank you for your support.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's never been a better time to buy the best commercial mower in the business, Ferris. For a limited time, K&L Tractor Sales has the best financing offers of the year. Choose the special financing offer that works best for you. 24 months, 36 months, or 60 months. And there is even an option to skip payments when work is slow. It's never been easier to buy a Ferris. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today. All loans subject to credit approval.
Well, come down to this, one final set, go to 15, and to be quite honest, Delphus St. John's has the momentum at the moment. Let's see if the Lady Indians can get this turned around after we won the first two sets, 25-15, 27-25. Delphus has come back and won the second two sets, 25-23 and 25-16. Boy, we had a chance to win that third set and finish off the match, but just couldn't quite get it done. And then Delphus was pretty much in control in that fourth set. Once again, as soon as we wrap up the broadcast here from the Fortside Fieldhouse, we'll be going to the Reds and, let's try that again, the Colts and the Bengals football game tonight, preseason football game. And again, that is being aired at this time on our AM station at 1440 on your AM dial. Here's Carly Stone to start things out. Come on, Carly, good serve. Here's the smash by St. John's, the dig by Carly Stone to the line, and here's Kendra Seifring getting the kill, Kirsten Judy with the assist. Kendra Seifring with kill number 15 tonight. That gets the Indians off to a quick start, give Carly Stone a service point. Carly serves another good one, dug out by St. John's. Here's the set at the net. Here comes Kendra Seifring, and got another kill. Hit that right through the block of Jessica Geise. And the Lady Indians off to a quick 2-0 lead. That's what we needed. Carly Stone picks up another service point. And this one is a little bit long. Service error for Carly. Just a little long. About a foot. 2-1. Side out. St. John's. They trail. And there's an ace serve off of Maddie Grover. Jessica Geise got the ace serve. Makes it 2-2. We're all tied up. Going to 15. Of course, you got to win by two. Here's the serve. Kendra Seifring passing to the net to Kirsten Judy. Back to Seifring. Seifring just dinks it over. Here's a block by Kendra Seifring on a smash by Maddie Beitner. Seifring with the block, and the Lady Indians get side out. Let me see. So far tonight, I've got Kendra 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 blocks for her so far tonight to go along with her 16 kills. Wow. And there's Kendra Seifring getting another kill. Kendra Seifring does it again. 17 kills for Kendra. 4-2. Lady Indians lead by 2. Serving, by the way, is Kirsten Judy. Good service point. Good serve there. Back to Fort Recovery. Stone passing to Judy, to Kendra Seifring. Now comes back over here to Fort Recovery. Kendra Seifring on a smash. St. John's keeps it in play, and they get the kill. Allie Gerbrick comes through with the kill. She hasn't played much tonight. That makes it 4-3. Fort Recovery leads by 1, but St. John's with side out. Good serve there by Allie Suker. Here's Devin Post with the kill. Nice kill by Devin from the outside hitting position. Way to go, Devin. That was only her second kill of the night, but that was a big one. Makes it 5-3. Lady Indians lead by 2. We're in the fifth and final set. The winner here takes the whole shebang. Here comes Audra Metzger in to serve. It's a service error into the net. 5-4. Delphus back to within 1 and side out. Janet Hamilton, the libero, will go back to serve. Once again, our next broadcast of Fort Recovery Volleyball this Saturday, the St. Mary's Invitational, will have the Spencerville match for you. It'll be around 11 o'clock Saturday from St. Mary's Gymnasium. Battling back and forth, and St. John's in trouble, but they free ball it back. Carly Stone saves it. Here's Maddie Grover free balling it over. The set at the net for St. John's and the smash and the kill. Give the assist there to Ellie Suker, and Maddie Beitner comes up with her 12th kill of the match. We're all tied at 5-5. Jana Hamilton will serve again. It's a good serve, dug out by Kendra Seifring, passing to Judy. Now here's Martin on the hit, and St. John's plays it back to Fort Recovery. Judy sets for Seifring, and Seifring can't get the kill as St. John's keeps it alive. Back to Seifring again. This time she hits it out of bounds. Kendra Seifring on the thundering hit had the right idea, but it was a little too long, and that gives Delphus St. John's the lead at 6-5. Come on, Lady Indians, get yourselves together here. Jana Hamilton will serve again. Carly Stone passing to Judy. Here's Martin on the smash, a block at the net. Fort Recovery Seifring gets it back over. Here's another smash by St. John's. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Martin with a dink, blocked at the net. Maddie Grover to Kendra Seifring, but they're going to say Seifring was in the net. Oh, boy, a last-second call there by the official. They're going to say Seifring was in the net. Kendra says no. Well, tied up 6-6. Is Jana Hamilton serving again? Actually, that should be, I wonder if that scoreboard's right. Not sure what happens there. And yeah, they had a mistake on the scoreboard. It's now 8-5 as St. John's just got an ace serve there. It's 8-5. St. John's leads by 3. Timeout. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and at Kaup Pharmacy, we now offer a new way to coordinate all your prescriptions into one monthly pickup on a day that's convenient for you. You can eliminate the need to call in multiple prescription refills and can have the convenience of fewer trips to the pharmacy. Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer questions you may have. So call Kaup Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart and Kaup Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.